So good afternoon, Lee. Thank you so much for agreeing on answering to my questions, aiming at helping a few brides getting married in Fiji, and mainly with the catering and the wedding cake parts of it. First of all, can you give me some information about, you know, your journey, how you became a chef and ended up in Fiji?
I always was interested in cooking when I was young, so I always wanted to become a chef, not necessarily pastry, but just to be a chef. So I went to catering college after school. So I was in catering college for 3 years back in Exeter, in the UK.
Pretty serious.
Sorry?
That was a serious journey, a serious way to, to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I was always, loved food. I ate, I eat a lot of food, so I was always into my food. So, I went on to catering college. Whilst I was at catering college, I got a full-time job, so I was working kind of, I'd go to school from like 8 till 4, and then I'd go straight on to a job, which I was doing part-time in the evenings and then the weekends, just to gain more experience as well.
Back in the UK?
Yeah, back in the UK, in Exeter, Devon, which is lower part of the UK.
Big change from Fiji.
Whilst I was actually on work experience, they used to send us out to different restaurants and hotels for work experience whilst the year at college. I went to a restaurant which is within a hotel, called Coombe House, which is a 15 bedroom manor house, Elizabethan manor house, so it's a massive place. Big great hall in the middle. And it's set in 3,500 acres of woodland. So we had our own deer there. They had Arabian stuffed horses. They had pheasants. They had cattle, which were reared there as well. We went to pick our mushrooms in
That's
the woods.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So that was kind of the chef that taught me there.
Yeah.
He taught that, you know, we should use what was local and what was around us. So that's been my philosophy since basically I've worked there. I've carried that on as a chef. So now obviously we're in Fiji, I try to use local produce as much as possible. And that even goes into the wedding cakes. You need to use fondant, which is imported, for our, you know, for our icing and things. But apart from that, you know, like today's cakes are mostly white chocolate, passion fruit, chocolate, dark chocolate, mango and coconut, so all local flavours.
Local and fair trade, I guess, then, as well.
All our chocolate's from Fiji as well. It's from Andy Chocolate, which is a Japanese guy that grows his chocolate in Sub-Saharan.
Yeah,
he's got 500 acres of land in Sub-Saharan where he grows beans, and then he processes them here, makes his chocolate. So butter, basically everything, sugar. Try to get everything from Fiji.
That's a great philosophy. I think it's a really beautiful thing to do. And how often do you get to cater for weddings?
We're catering for a wedding tomorrow. 150 people tomorrow. The Gardens of Sleeping Giant. And then we've got another wedding next Thursday for 160.
So weekly you got to.
Probably not always weekly. This is quite a busy time for us. For the actual catering, for the whole catering. But we have done probably about 10 this year. Wedding cakes, well over 100.
Hundreds, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and what are the different packages you offer for in terms of catering and wedding cakes?
It's mostly bespoke, so catered to the client's needs. We have a company as well, apart from Taste, we've joined with a photographer and a magazine producer, Bulla Bride, to create a... create a business called Duatani, which means one and only. So it all came by chance, really. We had a wedding room that came to us, we've always done outside catering, but not necessarily wedding catering.
Okay.
So they came to us for a cake, and they were talking to us about the hotels and how the packages were just all the same, you know. There wasn't much variation. If you wanted, say, I want a red ginger instead of a pink ginger, they're like, no, it's just red ginger, and this is a cake, and it's nothing more. So it was very kind of set in stone, and they wanted something a little bit different. And we said, well, we can make that happen for you. We have exclusive use to various venues in Fiji, Garden Steam Giant being one of them, which is a beautiful orchid farm. So that was our first wedding, basically, that we did wedding catering for. So organizing everything through from the transport to the vicar or Talatala, the flowers, and just basically outsourcing for what we need, but then doing the catering, the cake, bringing it all together, basically.
Great. So to offer something maybe more personalized, or
that's it. You know, whatever the bride and groom want, rather than saying no, sorry, we can't do that.
And is there like a date, like for how long ago should the couple book with you, like how? How long, how early?
We try to book as far in advance as possible.
As possible, yeah.
Because obviously, we're very, very busy with cakes and catering and the restaurant and bits going on. For cakes also, it depends on what people want. Sometimes people want specialised gold leaf or certain things to go on their cakes. Colours, for example, so we need to source those.
Okay.
They're not always necessarily available in Fiji. There is a little shop now in Suva that's, you know, doing cake supplies, but sometimes you still have to go and book from overseas. So
you need a bit of time to get organized.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But at least 4 days is it takes to kind of.
Which is short. 4 days is not that.
To do a cake.
Okay. Great. And would you recommend, like, is there a budget that people should expect, or is there,
I'd say for anything, you know, a small one tier, kind of looking from anything from $150 upwards, and then depending on
how many,
what you want,
yeah.
And it's not all about the size. It's about the size, how many guests you're having, the flavor of the cake.
Sure.
What kind of icing you want, the type of kind of decorations, whether it be flowers, iced flowers, or just some royal icing kind of decoration, ruffle, again, is another different technique. So it all depends on the different techniques and bits and pieces
what
that they
want.
Cake toppers and things like that as well.
So can you give me a little bit more details on about like the different flavors or different decoration and different colors and everything that people can get?
Again, you know, we try to do anything that anyone wants. A lot of people come to us with designs, and then some people come to us with designs that they've seen us do before. Some people see things on the internet and they say, well, can you do this, but we actually don't want it that color, we want this design, and there's slight few changes in it.
So your website would be a good source of information to start from, and
go on the website, have a look, and you can also access us through, you know, send an email through our website as well
and get more
information.
And do you have any like special stories, like a funny one or something that happened that you would like to share, you don't mind sharing?
I think I've done a lot of weird and wonderful wedding cakes.
Weird.
Not everyone goes for, you know, kind of traditional white, obviously a lot of different colours. And we try to again do what people want. Sometimes we say, I'm not too sure if that's going to work, you know, obviously give our opinion, because, you know, at the end of the day, we won't want them to be upset.
No,
The final. So obviously we try to give our experience and knowledge. We had a cake, I think it was actually the first cake for Cloud9 that we did.
Oh, well
what I think happened? It was their first wedding cake. That was a little bit different. It was a couple from France.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only the two of them with the witnesses. So they had a square, I think a little square wedding cake.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted a rainbow on it with clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And to have I Was Married in on Cloud 9 written on it. But then the guy suddenly turned around and said, oh, and can we have a T-Rex, Tyrannosaurus Rex dinosaur as well in the right-hand corner with laser beams firing it up into the clouds?
Wow.
So, yeah, of course, I can do that, but a little bit different.
Yeah. Okay, I can imagine. That sounds like a funny story, a funny idea. So yeah. I'd love to have seen it.
A lot of people have different ideas of what they want for wedding cakes. You know, you don't have to be traditional.
Yeah, it can get very personal.
It's whatever people want, really, at the end of the day.
So, before I finish, do you have anything you would like to add or anything? Anything, yeah? Where can people get in touch with you? Do you have a Facebook page, website?
We're on Facebook, Taste Fiji, so we post a lot of the wedding cakes and bits and pieces up there that people... I'd say actually we get probably about 90% of our wedding cake business from Facebook, seeing what we've done and then inquiring with us. We've redone our website, so we actually get a lot of... work through Facebook, through the website as well. People, emailing us from the website. But taste@tastefiji.com.
Sure, I will write that on the website, and I'm sure
people need to get
on the blog post, and people can find all the information. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you.
And can you tell me a little bit about the delivery process?
Yes, all our cakes are hand delivered. So, say if a wedding cake that's going down to one of the resorts in Denarau or even to the island, we travel out by boat and we set all the cakes up personally. So we take them in tiers. So, say we've got a 3-tier cake, we'll take those separately in tiers.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll send the chef to put them together. Usually myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll put decoration, flowers and things, so it's all hand-delivered, and then we can guarantee it arrives
in one piece
at the venue and how we want it to be and how the client wants it to be, basically.
How far can that be? Like, islands can be a bit everywhere.
Well, we're in Nandi, we've been to Suva.
Mm-hmm. Suva is 3 hours already.
It's 3 hours. We've done a couple of cakes in Suva. We've sent cakes to Tava Uni. We haven't actually been there to set one up yet. We often go out to Musket Cove, Lamani.
Did you have cakes flying?
we've flown cakes over to Tava Uni before, to Savu Savu.
That's kind of exotic to have a wedding cake that's been travelling before
even
your wedding.
Even by a helicopter.
Lucky cake.
Yes, special cakes.
Yeah, very special. Okay,
so,
great.
All over Fiji. I mean, there's nowhere really in Fiji that we can't go. Obviously, there's a cost involved to deliver. But I think most people will prefer us to deliver the cakes and set them up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a small fee there involved. But again, it's just that peace of mind that it's set the way that
you do want to have
a
nice cake in one piece. That makes sense. Okay. Thank you for that. Et voilà.